Waking up another day to shine. Time is money and I never waste a dime. Always find another reason to go the extra mile. Doubt, doubt, go away, come back in a while. As a child, it was worse. Now I slaughter every verse. Even though I love it, it's still like gifts and they curse. Now they love me and they hate me and they judge me all at once. Gasoline for the fire and the fire for your blood. Sitting in the studio, check me on the chart. Green unaimed shell, flying by my cart. Push start just in case, I must put you in your place. Right jab to your face, you will never win this race. I am so in control of the turn of events. And since you're not on my level, this will not make any sense. But I know where I'm headed and I know that I will get it. Cause I'm something like the best. Yes, I said it,
Yo, what up? I'm gonna need my dude Street Code Dames to make that call in. Yo, it's Britt, you here?
I'm in the building. Steady J in the building. SJ in the building.
What up, y'all? We on the fly out here. I'm actually at the studio right now putting in some work. But, you know, we got to double time, multitask, and get it all done. Because we on the fly.
Yeah.
Steady J, man, I appreciate you for putting this on to this. Britt, bad girl in the house. She the co-host. Your boy Tomato right here. You already know what time it is. We out here, world, to bring to y'all some independent music. People on the come up. It's all about the industry. I mean, it's not just music. We're talking about models, film, all of that. The whole, everything that has to do with the industry and how screwed up it is. But it's all love, man. We still work towards those dreams. But this is us, man. This is us, live in the flesh. Steady, you still in the building?
And, man, yeah, what I wanted to say, man, is definitely – you know, big ups to y'all, man. Y'all, you know, first off, big ups to you, Camacho. You know, they're putting in some heavy movement. You know, a lot of people that don't realize this dude's been doing that before him even being on the show and stuff. Like, this dude's been getting an award. He's still getting other awards and still and working towards trying to find a way to get some more for his music. Definitely holding down for Connecticut. CT to build it and holding up protected at the same time because he got movements in both areas. So, yeah. You know, I just want to big you up for that. You know, the fly ones,
that's
you
love.
And making everything happen. And it's a good look to have you on the show because, I mean, a lot of times I was working. It's one thing people hear something from me, which, you know, I'm very in tune with the music industry. But when an artist, here's another artist, you know, get to interact with another artist on the show, it's like on a whole nother level. It makes you feel like, oh, man, like this dude knows what I went through because he's an artist. And they understand, you know, so when you hit him with stuff, you know first to him they already talking about.
Exactly. And this is why we on here, man, put the pressure. Not really put the pressure, but, you know, I feel where they're coming from and they feel where I'm coming from and we can just chop it up and talk about the come up, man.
Definitely. And SJ, and then, of course, you know, again, kind of let everybody know what's going on. Everything is going on. With on the fly, you know, SJ, she was on the show. She was on my show last week. And y'all know how I do a lot of times when it comes to co-hosts. I go looking at people that I didn't see get interviewed and how they carry themselves, how they sound or whatnot, and just their personality. And I was like, damn, this would be like the perfect compliment to Camacho. And so, you know, I was sitting there, I was like, okay, you're going to hit him up. I'm like, Camacho hit her up, man, let her know, man, say, okay, you let her know you're coming to the show. Bam, they chopped it up, and then it happened. And definitely, I just can't wait to continue. See, this is just the first show, and I can't wait to see the magic happen as it goes on, because I still remember my first show, and I still cheer up over that. It was crazy. It was a little unorthodox. I was trying to get used to it, but it was still a really great show because of the topic and just the fact that our natural energy and people felt it. And ever since then, been keeping that same stuff going. So I have no doubt in my mind of tuning to y'all how things are going to happen. I think y'all can do it. And I'm going to pass to SJ because I know she got some stuff to say as far as, you know, being on the show.
Take it.
No. Stop, you guys. You're making me play. But no, I appreciate y'all having me. I'm excited. Can't wait. Look forward to everything. Big things going to happen.
You already know.
Right.
And, man.
And then another thing, too, I like about this, too, this opportunity you picked, too, Camacho, is because you're another person who's looking out for, you know, as far as we call hosts, you're looking out for other models, looking out for models and whatnot. Because a lot of people always think that models are just the picture, beautiful picture, and there's more to it than just that. It's, you know, I love the fact that this gives y'all to have a chance to have a voice, and so that's why I love that. And I love the fact that you even, you know, even embracing even the idea. So without you making that move, you know, it wouldn't even happen.
Man, you already know what time it is, and it's always better to have another angle, man, when we talk about the industry and what it's like. Because, you know, I'm doing music, but I got to do photo shoots and all that too. But, you know, the modeling game, that's all it is, just photo shoots, you know, videos, all of that. I'm not really too sure about, like, how it goes business-wise, but I'm sure they deal with a lot of, like, shiesty people, and you just got to watch out for everybody. And, like, I'm sure it's tough, but modeling, it's a whole nother game. So is, you know, music, and we're just going to collide and see what's up.
I agree.
So what's it like? I want to know what it's like, man. I'm going to learn. We're going to understand each other soon. I'm going to get to know what it's all about.
Man, I ain't going to lie. When I first started, like, I was a tomboy. I'm thinking, oh, all I got to do is stand in front of a camera and look cute. Man, when I say it's hard work. Like, it's a job, for real. It's a job.
Yeah.
It's not all about, because you got to know your perfect angle. You got to make sure, you know, your face is on point. You got to make sure your body language is on point. Like, it's a workout.
You got to know what size better.
You're 5'11", too, so I know it's hard.
Oh, man. You got to pick the left side, the right side, which one's best, you know?
Exactly.
Man. Yeah, I do videos too, so I mean, I kind of know a little about it. Well, I don't take photos, but, you know, I try to make people look good on videos, so it's kind of like, it's close.
It is close. It has the same concept. You got to know what looks good, what don't. So.
Yeah, definitely.
I think video is harder, though. I mean, because, you know, like, video is moving pictures, so now you got to do 10 times more work. Because now you got, you know, things are in real motion. So you got to figure out how to make those look good all for millions of frames. And so, man, video take it to the next level. It's like doing pictures times a thousand.
Man, it's tough. It's tough. You got to make sure the birds in the background flying look good at the right time, everything, man. Anything that's going on, it's got to all be kosher and just co-aesthetic and everything move. But, I mean, I'm self-taught, and I've been doing it for a little while now, so. It's just getting easier and easier, but I need to get into the photo game so I can start taking pictures of these models and stuff, man. Damn, I'm missing out.
I think you can pull it off, man. I don't even doubt that at all. But I know you got one track that you wanted to start off the show with. I know. You got some hot music. Like I told him, it's some hot music coming for him and. You know, it's not going to just be the fly ones on the show. He's going to have some other people coming through. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. You never know what's going to come over here with this young man. So
Yeah, man, it's just the kickoff. We just getting started. I'm just like introducing y'all to the team and whatnot, and then from there we just gonna find out everybody that's making some noise, you know, in their hometown, wherever they at, and we're gonna get them on the show, and we're gonna turn up, man. So this first joint is me and the homie Street Code Dames, which we're gonna have on the show today. We did a little piece, and I got my homie Louie Rock. He's a producer. He makes all the beats. He's a beast. I'm going to get him on the show at some point, but, yeah, man, it's called Grind, and we got the video. You can check that out on YouTube, all of that. Fly One, Grind, search that, and let's get into it.
All right.
FlyOne.com.
Grind. I'm rolling like a Mack truck, and I bring it to any nigga to act up. I'm a cool nigga, but don't tempt me, cause it's in me to let it empty. I play for keeps, no sympathy, and I'm winning, boy, that's why they envy me, cause I grind 24-7, 7 days a week, 365, and I grind. Cause my kids gotta eat, made a promise to myself, they'll never see the street. I'm a beast on the beat, fool in the trap, G rolling with the tool on my lap. See way back, you know, nigga, I'm a trap star. Go get her, money on my mind, all I do is grind. Trapping ain't dead, baby, I do it all the time. For the Benjamins and them Jacksons, it's game time. Action, cause these niggas be acting. They laughing while I cash in, but ain't nothing funny. I'm about my money, cause all I do is grind.
Do it all the time. Talk about, I'll rock out like Guns N' Roses. Part these hoes like a young Moses. I'm wavy, a little crazy. I ain't working with you till you pay me. All due respect, better protect your neck. I'm less a friend, more a threat. If you ain't soaring yet in the foreign jet, you better grind. Cause it's hard to find a fly team like mine. Homie, I seen your kind, but I don't seem to mind. You just a fiend in line, and I'ma serve you. Let's press play. Go hard for the fam in the best way. I ain't listening to what the next say. Got a plan, and they only let the best play. That's starting five. No. No rest, hard work, no rest. My situation is so blessed. I'm getting show money and I'ma blow checks when I get those. Cause I ain't got those, I'm local. But I rock shows for locals, no vatos. Been doing this since not knows. I got flows, Camacho. With the beat banging by Louis Rocco. Muchachos, beat this. Grind life, no secrets. Spit your game, talk your shit. This an independent hit. Still not signing the dotted line. Cause all I do is grind.
What up, man? We actually have the big homie Street Code Dames in the building right now. That was him.
What up, world? What's poppin'?
Oh, Dames in the house.
Dames here, folks. Stand the fuck up. Rose City. You already know.
Hell yeah. Norwich, Connecticut. You already know what time it is, man. CT, stand up. Everybody, where you at? Man, Batgirl Britt in the house with us. Steady J. Man. So, Dames, man, what you been up to, bro?
Man, I'm just politicking. You already know. Cranking out these musical hits. You feel me?
That's what I'm talking about, man. I'm in the studio right now, yo. I was about to do a track, but, you know, had to hop on this because we're on the fly. So
I already know how you grind, bro, man. I already know. They heard it. They just heard the track.
They heard
it's a grind.
It's too real.
too real. Man, yeah, but I know you've been having a lot going on, because I see it firsthand, everything you do, man, day to day. Got the family, got the music. We had to kind of let the world know where you're staying, you know, what's coming up, what's going on with you, and where they can find you, all of that. I know it's show season right now, so.
Oh, yeah, you already know. Turn up. I ain't talking about Thanksgiving dinner. Nah, but we, you know, there's a lot going on, man, you know what I'm saying? Juggling, being the pops, and dealing with this music, but when I love this music, so when you got a true love for something, it's hard to really let it go, you know what I'm saying? So it's always father first with me, but I got to make time to make this music, you know what I mean? And
yeah,
right now there's a couple things going on, man. I got the EP I'm working on called The Beginning, should be here probably why early winter.
We got
that Flowers EP banging them right now. Make sure
they don't even know about that, man. That's some, like, low-key stuff right there. We passed those out. We passed out local hard copies, but the world ain't ready, man. The world ain't ready.
They're not ready. Speakers are not ready. I left my joints right on the damn counter in the studio the other day, man. I ain't even grabbed them.
Oh, yeah. I know. You're right. I'll get those to you so we can hand those out, man, and give the world this music. Fly One's EP, The Beginning, that's yours, dropping in the winter. How's that? What's that looking like?
That's looking crazy right now, man. I got a couple good features on there. Got the homie Just Cuz. Shout out Just Cuz. Definitely, you already know, I got the bro Camacho on there. Tearful, staying the fuck up. Looking for a couple big features, man, I got going on. So a couple more names, you know what I mean? I ain't going to let the cat out of the bag. But I got a couple.
Don't drop names right now?
I got a couple surprises, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nah, because I can't stand when I'm looking up Facebook and everybody's like, oh, you know, I'm about to do this. I'm on Twitter, I'm about to do that. And it never pops up. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so
that's
I feel like you just hold it down until it's time to let it go. You feel me?
Everybody does that, though, man. It's just like, yo, you want it right now. And you never see it, so you like,
I still join with Rick Ross. Like, man, come on, man, get this thing out of here.
Did join with Rick Ross. They did a remix.
Niggas is MMG out here now. Get out of here.
Oh, man, that's fraudulent.
Fraudulent.
What about videos? Where the videos at, man?
Oh, man, we about to drop a heavy one on you. Heavy one right now. Rainy Days, we about to start shooting that.
Rainy Days, that's off the Fly One's EP.
That's
working on that bit.
That's definitely going to be serious right there. It's going to be an attention grabber. Eye-opener, you know what I mean? I'm basically just letting out a little bit. You know what I mean? A little bit out of time. I got a lot of shit to talk about. That's just basically that's the tip of the iceberg right there, Rainy Days. We just dropped They Don't Care. Again, shout out to homie Just Cuz.
You on that one too? Banger. I shot that video, yo.
Shout out by Camacho, yo, you already know. We got Alarm on iTunes banging them right now. Make sure y'all go check that out on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, all that good shit, man. Cop that. It's only $1. Support your local artists.
That Alarm, we're gonna get that on the radio, man.
Definitely.
We're gonna make that happen. You need a video with some girls in it. We got the model connect back to Britain House. She can make
that
it happen.
The model connect. The model.
Model.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Oh, I didn't even know we had another person in the circle. What's happening?
Yeah. Close, man. Brett SJ in the house. She's listening to what we're talking about wise and we're messing.
She about quiet as a house mouse right now.
What happened?
I said she about quiet as a house mouse right now.
Man, look.
What's
that? I'm listening, okay? I'm trying to absorb everything, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know about this whole rapper life. That's not me. So
nah,
I'm trying to learn, all right?
Exactly. She's trying to learn about all this, man. We just
I'm new to this, so I'm learning.
You know, you want to know what's a quick way to learn about this rap shit, right? What you do is you log on to YouTube and you type in Street Code Things and you just check that out right there. That will show you. That's like a blueprint.
That's a how-to book.
Quick step, you know, what the game is all about. What it should be all about, what it's going to be all about.
That's real. Well, if you hit, if you go on Twitter and you check out Two Girls, One Strap, that's T, I mean, that's 2GURLZ, One Strap, you're going to see what the modeling game is all about.
Oh, that sounds sound crazy, though. One Strap,
I mean, Two Girls, One Strap.
That's
a lot cleaner than Two Girls, One Cup.
What kind of party is that going on?
I mean, it explains itself. Two girls, one shot.
Yeah, it does. It does. It's a little windy.
Yeah,
no.
He said it does.
It's definitely
yeah,
self-explanatory.
Man, you know, we out here uncut. It's BET late night.
I wonder what the logo for that is going to look like.
The logo.
Oh!
Nah, but I don't think that's her model name, so she probably won't need that logo.
Yeah, you might want to clean that up a little before you go global.
Go global. It's bad girl Brett in the house.
Yeah, but shit, yeah, man, you know, same shit,
yeah,
man. You know, just I'm working out here. I'm out here working, man. Big shout to my bro Camacho, man. You know, already know, look up to
definitely
him, man. The grind is amazing, unmatchable.
Non-stop every day we wake up for the same reason, and like we out here, and you're right, man, we fathers first, of course, but like we gotta provide, and like we want to provide to like a level that is unreachable. And like, you know, I came up when me growing up, all I did was play outside. That's all I remember, you know what I mean? Like nowadays you got these kids on the phones, they running online, just wilding out. We're trying to provide, man.
Yeah,
but I see you are
the other day, my daughter had cheerleading practice, man. She ran like 4 suicides. You talking about she can't feel her legs? I said, come on, you're too young for that. You should be able to run some head of damn new money.
Damn.
Well, no, my favorite is, no, you know, it's one thing they twerk videos, but you 10 years old, you got a twerk video on YouTube?
Oh, that's cool.
You know what? I got one question for that situation right there. Where the fuck is your father at?
You know, one dude on YouTube, he gave his daughter a whooping on a YouTube video for twerking on YouTube. You know,
yeah,
on Vodafone or whatever.
Home, that's a homeboy to pass a one-way ticket to the Bing, too.
Oh, man. For real, though.
Straight up. Home went in. I seen that footage. Home went in. Home lost his mind right there. It's the difference between whooping and attempted murder.
Yeah, he was on the You know what, I'm not disagreeing with the whooping. I disagree more. I don't think he should do the video, and he's about to kill him. Like, he's about to take him back to the slave times. Like, what's your name, Toby? What's your name?
Homes getting their ass, boy.
What was he
both
using?
Like, he wore both of them. But
what was he using?
He had a belt, if I'm mistaken.
Yeah, because at the end of the day,
he came back with that force wind, though. He was like,
bow.
Yeah, he lost his mind. Lost his motherfucking mind.
It's real, it's real. Nah, man, you know, that's why we not making twerk music. We making real music, because we don't want
it. It's real life music over here, man, real life music.
Yeah, some real life stuff, man. But, let me get back to this, because the videos, man, you know, those are dropping, like, every other day, because we are here. So, I mean, I'm interested in this EP you talking about, man, because, like, I don't really know too much about it, because, you know, we work so much, like, we come together and we work on stuff, and as the Fly Ones, and, you know, we unite, but at the same time, like, I've been going out to New York, and like you going out to Massachusetts, we just moving, and like you got your own direction, you dropping the EP, I'm dropping the EP, and like we just doing our own thing. So I don't really know too much about what's going on with that EP, so I'm kind of interested, man.
Oh, yeah, that's mainly
talking about you not name dropping.
You already know that's definitely mainly produced by Louis Rock. A couple of features on there as far as producers. But definitely got, and I mean, I got the little bro Pop Got Ball, shout out to homie Pop. Hayes, you know what I mean? Homie Hayes just signed a Man Bite Dog Records.
These are the homies from around here, like Grass, New London. We out here, we all working in Connecticut, man. We trying to push, and he's thinking with some strong like on the come up, so that's going to be
definitely dope. Definitely, Connecticut. Shout out Big Young Slim. Young Slim, one of the hardest working dudes out here as well. Shout out Young Slim. Yeah, man, it's going to be a lot of good things, man. A lot of good things coming with this. My big bro, Street Cool Cast, man. You already know, me and him is like a 1-2 punch.
Wow.
So a lot of that's going on. I just did a joint with Murder Baby. Big shout out Murder Baby, Lazy K Productions.
Man, that's the name I was waiting on right there.
So it is a lot of good things, man. A lot of good things going on.
Murder
Baby.
That's what it is.
Been quiet
for a minute,
so it's time to make a little noise.
Nah, man, you ain't quiet, man. You just working, man. I've been like that too. This is how it is, because like the game is so saturated. People put out music every day. Like, how you gonna sell music?
Shout out Focus 401. He said it best. With more people making music than there are fans. Like, that's crazy right there when you really think about it. Like, I'm trying to sell my product to a dude who's trying to sell me his product. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so at
crazy.
The end of the day, it's like, goddamn. But the longevity is where you separate the real from the fake.
Right. Yeah. That makes perfect sense, man. Music.
Everybody just get on the track and rap, but can you continuously, you know what I mean, make them feel you?
That's real. They're going to start running out of things to say real quick.
Yeah, they're going to start running out of things to say.
It's hard,
eeny,
man.
Meeny,
it's hard.
Money, mo. Eeny, meeny, money, mo. That's what they're going to be doing.
Damn. Y'all say that sounds like a twerk song.
All right, you know what I want to talk about, man, because I peeped it. Now, I see, okay, on this Sunday Service track here, I see that you got Murder Baby, which I know very well. I didn't hear this music for a while, too, because, you know, shout out to DJ Keisha, who's definitely holding down, you know.
Yeah,
that's how I know about Murder Baby.
EA Sports.
Yeah, EA Sports. Both
make sure
of them,
you check that out. I'm on that. I'm
man,
on
that's
that
crazy.
Too.
I did not know. This is like crazy. It's like a whole world of coincidence.
Oh, yeah, wait. Man. Let me explain that. Yo, James, we got Keisha and EA Sports. They were both on Fetty's show before, right? Don't they got a show?
Yeah, they are both on the show. And, you know, she's like, man, she's in here every week. Oh, okay, you got somebody. They taking over the... The mixtape, they drop mixtapes every freaking week with artists, so they're making
them on that. I'm on that latest EA Sports mixtape, too. Make sure y'all check that out.
Yeah, that's
so anytime,
the game for networking.
Anytime they got them on, they mixtape, that means that person's official. So that just added another. I'm like looking on your Facebook and stuff right now being nosy. I'm like, hold up. You was on. I see Murder Baby. Hold on. I'm about to start putting two and two together. I was like, hold on, he's fired up. That he on one of their mixtapes.
The kid is connected, definitely connected.
That's real.
Murder's the homie, man. That's my nigga, man. Like, it's deeper than music. You know, you feel me? Like with these niggas, you got to build a relationship first. It ain't all about, yo, I can do this, I can spit like this. You feel me? They don't want to hear all that shit at the end of the day. So the basis of me and Murder's relationship is some real nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? Then it leaks over to the music where, you know, we both do what we do. So make sure y'all check that joint out. That's going to drop soon, man, Sunday service.
Okay, most definitely. I'm going to be on the lookout for that. You know, I was like, I'm over here tripping out, man. I'm like, what the hell? Like, I mean, make sure I ain't two murder babies in the room. I mean, there's only one murder baby.
Yeah, it's only one mass.
Like I was saying, there's another one. Somebody come let me know, because I'm like, that's got to be the only one I know.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah, that was crazy too. I just happened to be in Brooklyn, you know what I mean? Link up with the nigga like on some last minute shit, like. So, you know, the game is crazy like that sometimes.
It is, because I know we've talked about it plenty of times. When I heard him, I was like, oh, James, man, you belong on the track with this guy, and I'd be trying to point him in like directions where I hear people will fit, and like, I know he's with Lazy K, and like, they've been on that movement. And, like, I just felt like he fit in there. Randomly, one day, he hit me up, like, yeah, I just did the feature with Murder Baby. I was like, damn. It's crazy how things just happen. They just come together.
I met Murder in, like, 2010. I met Murder, like, 2010. We did a show in Worcester, Mass. Lazy hosted it and DJed the shit. Murder came through, did a little set. Little Poopy came through. Make sure y'all check Little Poopy out too. My little nigga swaggied up though.
Coke boys.
Little Coke boy Poopy.
Man.
Yeah, man. But shit, I'm just, you know, I'm in a loop.
That's a good loop to be in right there, man. And
that's joy with Day Bills coming. That's done. So you already know. I'll
Jay Mills, you know, Jay Mills. The one and only.
Yeah, Young Money Zone. So, you know, we're trying to do a couple things, man.
You know what? I think SJ, you know, because it's easier, you know, when the girl asks, they can get the answer out of y'all easier. Some of the personal questions. You know, I know SJ has that sweet charm that he can get answers out of people. So, you know, SJ, I know you got some questions. You got to ask them, too.
Anything.
My question, I don't know why, but I always want to know, like, how do you know that, like, this is what you want to do? Like, me, for modeling, I never wanted to model. I just wasn't me. And then once I started doing it, I was like, okay, yeah, I can do this. So what made you know that you wanted to do this with your life?
See, like, I mean, my mom's used to, and a lot, everybody got a little story or their mom's used to that, but my mom used to play these vinyl records, and I would listen to the music, and then I had this older cousin, Chuck, shout out Big Chuck, I had this older cousin who would just be rapping, like, and I'd go in the room, and Chuck got the headphones on. This is back when my nigga was doing ad-libs, just taking the tape out, switching the tape, you feel me? Like, so it was a lot more work. I'm listening to Tuck, and I'm asking him, like, yo, what you doing? He's like, yo, I'm rapping, I'm making music. So Tuck put me on, and that was when I was, like, 10 years old. And then it's far from there, like, I just listened to the lyrics first. I like to hear what people got to say, you know what I'm saying? So when a song grabs you, when a song got the power to grab you, any song, when a song got the power to grab you, and once you make the song, you can sit back and be like, damn. I mean, I did that. Like, it's a way for me to voice my opinion. You know what I'm saying? I never was big on sitting down, talking to people, and expressing my feelings. So through this music, I can let people know how I feel, what I've been through. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully where I'm going.
That's real shit.
What's up?
That's wild,
it, the fact that I could make them dead. Nah, bullshit. But yeah. But it's the power. It's the power of speaking. You feel me? Like, if I could speak and grab a whole room's attention, that does something for me.
I feel you. All right, I got another question.
Have you ever been
stage fright? You scared of being in front of people like that? Like, was there a time where you were, or have you always just been, this is me, I can do this?
Nah, it's just been me. Like, I don't know. I've always been able to adapt to any situation. Like, sounds crazy, but I've never been nervous. Like, I got more nervous during high school basketball games than I do during a show. You know what I'm saying? And I done opened up for cats like Nori, AZ, You feel me? I'd have been in the studios with Joe Buttons. You know what I'm saying? Like, and to me, this, I don't know. I like being the center of attention. I like this. But at the same time, I'm not a ham. I don't go out looking for. But when I get on the stage, I command attention, and that's what I like.
I like that too.
Yeah, it does something. Like I said, it does something where you can have control over the room, but people listening to you, and you see different reactions and different faces. I had a chick throw ice on me one time. Like, that shit was crazy.
Wow.
You feel me? Like, I don't know. And to this day, I don't know whether that was good or bad, but I know she almost didn't make it out of there.
I think that's good, y'all. That sounds good to me.
Yeah, to me, that's good. I'll take it. You feel me?
She was trying to cool you down. You was too turned.
Because I was hot. I was hot. I was spitting hot fire.
She thought she was going to melt that shit.
Straight up. But, yeah, this music has always been something I love to do. And I listen to all music, not just rap.
Jazz?
Not too much jazz. Ain't no damn words.
Yeah, you're right. That's why you just add them.
Yeah. I'll kill a jazz beat.
Yo, let's get some jazz beats. Let's get some jazz beats right now.
Hard bars over
some
a jazz,
jazz
beat.
Song. Let's do it. We on the fly. We got the freestyle over some jazz beats.
Yeah.
Yo, you know what? While you playing, I'm throwing on for real. You shouldn't say
I got something
on the deck of my computer. Don't mess with me.
But don't
it's
listen,
hard
man. Listen, man. I do what I do because I like to be doing it.
He's going to have me throw something on for real. He's going to be like, whoa. If he's ready, because I am done.
It's got to have a beat.
Give me a quick tempo jazz beat. I'll do something. I'll body that shit.
He'll do it up. Trust.
He made me get the flash drive on him. That's how he knows me get real.
Flash drive on his neck.
Yeah. But yeah, I love all the music, man. As long as the shit got words, man.
Yeah, you gotta be saying something.
Say it,
I mean, I hear people say that music talks to them, you know, like just the beat. So it's like once you get an instrumental, you add the words, but it still says something to you. You know?
Oh yeah, definitely.
That's just translate it.
We got a question for the chat room too. Shout out to boy Darius and Nenez in the building. He said,
okay.
What's good with the Fly Ones EET? He said, what's good with that?
Yo, that's actually the homie. That's real. That's real right there. That's real. The camera guy, man. The camera guy slash photographer. He's going to school out in Massachusetts coming pretty soon. He's doing big things, and he's been helping me with my videos too, and photography, all of that, yada, yada. Flawless visuals, baby. And the Fly Ones EP, he knows that we were passing those out. We were passing out the, you know, the hard copies at SailFest this year. We performed at that, and we're passing those hard copies out. But I don't know, man. We're not ready to release it to the world just yet because we're looking for the co-sign, or not really the co-sign, but we're looking for some hosts. You know, we're looking at Hot 93.7, DJ Craig G, and Jenny Boom Boom. We're trying to get them to put it out for us online via the internet, but so that, you know, top secret.
Top secret 007 type shit.
Yeah,
I couldn't think of the beat, man. You got good shit.
I'm like
you in the
beatbox, man. I got a bomb.
Hell yeah, I couldn't think of that motherfucker.
Damn, well, he had it. But yeah, that's coming. It's gonna blow up. So just we'll let that be known later on. But
yeah, that's definitely gonna be crazy.
Dang, you gotta let people know where else to find you, man. I know YouTube. I know you just gave us the 1-2 lesson on the rap game to search you on YouTube. But what else you let them know where to find?
oh man, you can find me in the hood, man, on any street corner. Nah, you can check me out on you can check me on Instagram, man. Pole Gang Danes, CODEGANGDANJ, Cold Gang. Well, I need the followers because I'm only at like 1,200 right now, man. I need those followers, so make sure y'all. I should have 2 new followers after this conversation, at least.
Who are you talking about, Fetty and Brett?
I'm talking about, the co-host, man. I should have 2.
Oh, yeah, you already got you got a friend request already. You got a. Even had, matter of fact, I'm a child. You would have had 3 new followers.
My man.
Oh, man. You pushing a lot right now on the fly.
I need that. I need SoundCloud. I just uploaded some audio crack to SoundCloud too, man. Street Dance. Make sure you check that out.
Pushing that audio. Reverb
Nation, Street Code Dance. Yo, I got a MySpace too, man. Like,
don't nobody go on that.
Oh, yeah.
They tried to make the comeback.
Oh, they got crazy.
I went to the funeral for my friend. I went to the MySpace funeral. Flowers. I brought flowers and shit.
They could keep it. This is their space. I don't want that.
All right, in the chat, I got some. Yeah, they going crazy in the chat. Zach Young in the building. I see. What's up, good? What's good? What's good?
Zach Young, that's my cousin. Shout out to the homie Zach Young, Josh Young, Milky B. What's that first track?
Zach Young, without boy.
Oh, that's a boy. Oh, that's a fam. I got to actually meet him in person before. That's good people right there.
You already know.
I saw that last and I said, I bet that's what I think it is, but I'm gonna wait and find out. But I thought I was crazy, but now I know it's, I see what's up. And there's I guess it's a very beautiful lady in the chat room too, because he got
wait, they got pictures on it.
But we got baby cakes in the building too.
Hey, that's the homegirl from over here. She be helping rep the whole movement out here in New London.
And she calling you out too. She calling you out. She said when that Camacho EP coming out.
Oh, she's trying to snap. I don't even have no dates for that, man. I'm just gonna, you know, I'm not one of those guys we talked about out here. Like, yo, she's got that Rick Ross feature. About to drop that.
Right. We got those. And,
I'm pretty low key about it. So you'll know a couple of weeks, a month or so before it drops. But. She got all the exclusive music anyways. So
yeah, she already tried messaging. That's about it. TP3 Radio, they in the building too. Big ups to them. And that's 3 beautiful women. So that's 4 beautiful women in the chat room holding it down for you, man.
That's a Camacho fan base.
So he should have How many followers we should have your 2 Street Code? You should have 7 new followers before the end of this show.
That's all, man. Yeah, we doing numbers now, baby. Let's
7,
go.
Yeah, 7 new followers before the end of this show.
When I follow you, you better follow me back.
Word.
I follow back. Look, hashtag I follow back.
Hashtag I follow back.
With 3 followers.
He got a T-shirt on. His T-shirt says I follow back.
Yeah, man.
Glad people in the chat.
7 new followers, man. That's good, man. I want to thank y'all. I want to thank my mother and my father.
Shouts out my 7 new followers.
Straight up, shouts out to y'all, man. Y'all make it possible.
Yo, it's crazy because this whole on the fly thing is really suiting what I'm doing right now because I just hopped out the studio and I'm walking downtown New London. Just on the fly.
On the fly.
Out here. Yeah,
on the fly.
Get your ass in the house.
I'm about to slide to this venue and check them out and see what's good out here. But, man, you already know. We still out here. New London, where you at? They should be tuned in. I wish everybody was tuned in right now.
Yeah,
Street Code Danes.
This shit lit right now, man. This shit got to be lit right now, man.
Tune in. Street Code Danes, let them know what your Twitter is again. They... Got even a chat to ask me and said, What's the Twitter handle?
@Danes444, DANJ444.
I'm from posting the chat for you now. Make it
follow,
easy
follow,
on
follow,
you.
Follow, 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 follow.
Y'all ain't got no excuses in the chat. Better be in the chat in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now y'all gotta follow.
I'm telling you, that chat, man, chat, boy, they don't have no excuse, that chat room.
Man, I wish I could see the chat room right now.
Yes.
But I can't because I'm walking, chilling.
And we know who it is. We know who y'all do. We know who y'all in the chat room. You better follow.
Yo, in real talk, I just saw my baby mama's Jeep out here in the parking lot. I'm walking by it right now.
Shout out to all the baby mamas.
Shouts to the baby mamas because, you know, we wouldn't have them kids without them. Shouts to the ones with no drama.
Shout out to no drama baby mama.
No drama baby mamas on deck.
Oh, yeah. I got to give some shout out to my our favorite sponsor for our show, our favorite sponsor, HoodRats.com. HoodRats.com, that's they hold us down every day in the show. Thank you. Whenever you tune in, the next 100 people to go join HoodRats.com, get a free 10% off coupon at any chicken joint in your city.
Any chicken joint?
Any chicken joint in your
city. Logging
in
right now?
Nigga, I'm logging in right now.
Listen,
listen, Jack. When they say chicken, that's they know how to market.
Oh, Lord, man. Smart marketing. They just lured like 10 people in.
At least 10 brothers of stomach growling right now like chicken. niggas is logging in from their homeboy's phone.
Dang.
Can't even know.
Yo, hit up our sponsor. Tell them that we need free chicken for the chat room. Everybody in the chat room, free chicken.
Everybody in the chat room. If you follow Dane 444, you will get a free drumstick.
Oh, man. Follow that, yo. 10% off that chicken.
Straight up. The fifth follower gets 10% off coleslaw.
And no, you can't be picky. You know, it's going to cost you extra if you be picky and ask for white or dark. We ain't got time for that. You got to get what we give
you. So niggas don't give a damn whether it's white or dark.
If he's just hungry, just give me what I want.
As long as it's chicken. Free chicken. Get the fuck out of here.
Hold on. It ain't really free. We got 10% off, man. Don't get it twisted.
Oh, 10% off. Even that.
He said even that.
Something off. You know niggas always looking for the hookup anyway.
Yeah,
I know y'all remember that KFC, Oprah gave us that free KFC. That was, KFC without people all mobbing it. It was crazy.
You think the trap room is booming now? You give away KFC if you want. That's it, the overload.
Overload.
Too many people in chat room.
I'm more of a Popeyes guy myself, but I mean, you know.
Yeah, they giving up, but KFC giving up for free, you know, that's another thing. But yeah, I'm a Popeyes person too. Shout out to Popeyes. That means cut us a check for giving y'all a shout out.
Shout out to Popeyes. Hint.
Popeyes. Shout out to Popeyes.
Cut the check or the chicken, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, chicken and a check. The check, whatever one you want to make come first, make sure you get with both of them.
Damn. No, I love how we just talk about chicken.
That's
what it is.
Chicken is definitely what it is, man. Well, you can't go wrong with chicken.
You can't. Chicken helps us in the studio, and we can't think right. And we got a track we got to make. You know we're going to grab some chicken. And then
chicken.
We come back and we write, and everything's all smooth with it. Once you have the chicken, you can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong, man. Unless you ain't got no hot sauce, and then it's about the
party. Oh, man.
The hot sauce.
That is definitely a vibe killer right there.
Oh, you ain't got no honey for the biscuits?
Awesome. Wow.
I'm about to grab some chicken right now. I'm gonna play this other track real quick for us. If you come back, so we get on and we can breathe. And then y'all know the phone lines open when we come back. So y'all 347-202-0389. Y'all wanna call in, talk to Noise with Camacho, SJ, Street Code, Dave, Boy City J, or you wanna talk about chicken? You know, you can do whatever it is.
Holler at me, man. I'll make sure
it goes along, man.
Call in.
This is that alarm track by Street Code Dames.
Yeah.
Police, you're all under arrest.
Turned up off of that track.
Make sure y'all get that off iTunes.
Boom, 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 boom. boom, boom, boom.
It's in my
boom.
Dreams. For, it's been a long time.
Yeah,
oh man!
I was over here jumping off of chairs and stuff over here, getting punched.
<Yeah. laughs> I was walking home. I ran into some friends. We all started dancing.
I was in my own way. I went outside and danced more in the crackheads or something. Let me come and see the check real quick. Man, you got this.
Should have got him on Instagram. There you go. I did get one of the niggas on Instagram.
Oh, man. Yeah, get Instagram out, man. You got to let them know because I'm about to follow you on there, too. So I'm not ready to follow you on Twitter. I'm going to follow you. You're going to be everywhere, man. Like, dang.
Everywhere. I need that. But hey,
yeah,
I'm going to say it again,
all that out.
Everybody follow me on Twitter, @Dange444, DANG444. That's a meanless plug, harmless plug right there.
I got some follows for y'all too, man.
Yeah. Get them follows up, bro. We on a mission to get that alarm track on the radio. So if you in the chat,
you
go to your local radio station.
I'll send you that right there if you're a DJ. I'll send you the clean, dirty version, however you want to do it, play it.
I'll send you the acapellas, everything.
Whatever you want to do.
I send the techno version, all that, man.
He said the techno version.
Techno, house
you got that
version.
Too.
Country version, I want it all.
Jazz, the jazz version, of course.
Everything there, classical.
See what we were, the rock and roll version.
I like the way you think.
On the guitar.
Oh man, okay, so I had the first caller in the air. We got your girl Baby Cakes in the building.
Shout out to everyone in the house.
What up, though?
What's up?
Baby Cakes in the house.
Oh,
what's
up,
girl?
Nacho?
Without doubt.
So this kind of, I got a question real quick. Just pretty much, I kind of know Camacho's answer on this, but you guys are inspirational influences to many people out there. So who are your influences that gives you inspiration to do what you do?
Oh, man, you want to go first, Camacho? You want to answer that first?
Yeah, man, definitely. I want to say I'm influenced by anybody that is making progress, anybody that sees, you know, that someone that's down and is, like, making moves and trying to get up, you know, like, anybody. It could be, like, you know, a little four-year-old going to school and he stands up against bullying. That's my inspiration. Anybody that I see trying to do better for themselves, I'm inspired by. Artist-wise, you know, everybody loves a little M, you know, Kid Cudi. I got artists for days I could tell you that I love. Mike Posner, I try to be like, not really try to be like, but they inspire me too. And it's like I'm going down the same path. So it's like I watch them and I'm like, this is what I want, this is what I love. And then anybody trying to do better. So what I'm saying.
Amen. Amen to that, brother.
True.
Now, I'm on a whole nother page, man. I'm influenced by the money, clothes, and hoes. No. Let me stop playing.
Cliche.
I'm influenced by the people around me. You know what I'm saying? Like my mom, you know what I mean? My kids, my girl. I'm influenced by them, everything we go through, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make it better for them. So they're my influence, they're my motivation. To get up and go get what I'm trying to get so that they never have to want. You know what I mean? I already went through all that, having to go whatever, do this, to do that. So I'm trying to make it better for them so they don't have to do nothing like that. And as far as musical inspirations, like, I like Jay is my nigga. Everybody talk about Jay is my nigga, man. Jay that dude, he's definitely an inspiration. I'm inspired by people that achieve greatness. Yes.
Homeboy went platinum without trying.
Man, that was crazy. You see that Picasso baby video?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Come on, man. Like, that was epic. That was epic. That was a big influence.
Yeah, man. So we're influenced by y'all. We're influenced by everything. I'm glad we can inspire, though, man. That's always
a
good feeling to know that.
And you're a fool if you say you're not influenced by the people who listen to your music.
I'm definitely influenced by them as well, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. We start hearing what they're saying, and we like, they want us to do this and that, and we like, yeah, you're right, let's do it, and try something new out because of y'all, man. We just trying to adapt to what you guys want, what you guys love, you know, and we're inspired by y'all just as much as you're inspired by us.
That's what it is.
Glad you called in. We out here.
I appreciate the call and love. Respect that.
I got you another call. I'm going to leave Baby Cakes on, too, because she got a nice voice. So I'm going to leave her on, too. But,
okay.
I got another caller from Bring On Tuesday. What's good?
Yeah, what's good there, City J? What's up, fellas? I see y'all getting it in out there this evening.
What's happening? What's poppin', brother?
Hell yeah.
Hey, we getting it in, man. I got, like, a little statement and then a couple questions if y'all can help me out with over here.
Hell yeah.
All right, what's up? My statement is, Macho, you said you walking down the streets of London, man. You holding it down real good to not be out of breath because that track had me turned up. I'm still trying to calm down for it. My stuff slid into the room like Chevy, what was that, Tom Cruise on the one movie and everything.
That's what's up, man.
I'm telling you.
That joint, that's what it is right there, fellas. Y'all got something big right there. And then it leads into my question. I'm a producer and an artist, you know, and it is hard out here in the game. I know y'all understand how that is in the music industry. What would be your comment to up-and-coming artists? Because it seems like I always got my hand in trying to help cats come up and give them a little bit of what I get. Every time I gain a little more success, I try to share it. But it just seems like we label ourselves or we're labeled as independent artists. So we take that and it's like, oh, I got to be independent. I got to do it by myself. And I'm finding myself always looking in this barrel, man. And it's like crabs in a barrel just pulling each other down. And no matter how many times I put my hand out there, it's like the cats, instead of trying to help pull themselves up, they just keep trying to pull you down. How do you fellas, like, fight against that?
Oh, man, shit. That's definitely a good question.
James, how you deal with that? I know you've dealt with that plenty of times, man.
I always deal with that, man. As far as that, you know, I just kind of pay it no mind, man. Like, as for everybody, to me, everybody wants to be the man in their own hood. You know what I'm saying? And you can't do it. Mm-hmm. You can't do this by yourself. Anybody that's in the business knows you can't do it by yourself. So anybody that's going to tell you, you're independent, you got to do it by yourself, you can't, they're not where they're supposed to be in this business. They're just playing games. You know what I'm saying? Like, crabs in a bucket, that's everywhere where I'm at, Connecticut, man. Everybody wants to pull you down. You know what I'm saying? So as far as I go, I just kind of pay it no mind. I do what I do. You know what I'm saying? And as long as I'm in my own lane and nobody comes into that lane, I'm all right with that. You know what I'm saying? And I help people that look like they're helping themselves. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to do a song, want to feature, but it's like, damn, bro, I could do a song with you. But as far as that, you gonna pull me down as far as, you know what I'm saying, what you going to do with that joint? You going to pull me down as far as not promoting that song? You know what I'm saying? You're not gonna put in as much work as I did as far as, you know what I mean? So it's a lot
promotion
of crabs in
making
the
moves.
Exactly. It's a lot of crabs in the bucket, so, man. You just gotta know how to bob and weave, good brother. Pause.
Okay.
Capital pause after that.
Because I'm almost to the point where I want to stop sticking my hand out as much, you know, and just say, okay, I got my team and my affiliates that I work with. Thank you, Seti J, man, for putting me on, bro. I'm telling you, it's been all the way to the top since we first met. So thank you for that. And I don't know, it gets discouraging, man, because I'm always seeming like I'm trying to help cats and they not doing nothing. And that was, like, my second question as far as the features, because cats like, oh, go feature me a song. You know, I'm giving away beats and stuff, all kind of crazy stuff, and it just keeps on. They're not doing nothing with it. So, I'm making hot music and burning it on cats who I can't even go do a concert with, or I'll get something set up that's nice because I do a lot of traveling and doing shows. And these cats, oh, I can't make it to the concert. I'm like, what? I mean, that's all hot right now. Everybody likes you. So
that's whack.
So
they don't want it enough, man.
That's why with me, I need a couple dollars for this feature because I know once you spent this couple dollars on this feature, now you have to use it. You have to utilize it. Unless you like just throwing money away. If you like just throwing money away, my email is streetsbooking565@gmail.com for anybody that likes to throw money away. You know what I'm saying? Like,
can
I need
on that real quick.
You want, man, as long as that pay is right. But nah, sometimes you got to pull your hand back, bro. Sometimes you got to just know when to pull your hand back. And you know what I'm saying? Focus on, you got to get tunnel vision sometimes. And that's when people are going to call you Hollywood and people are going to say, you know what I mean? Oh, you think you're better. I don't think I'm better than nobody, but I'm working harder than you are. And by me stopping to help you, that's pulling me down. I can't do it.
That's it.
It's real. Yo, how I see it is like this. Like, everybody, you know, there's definitely a point where you can start making money off your craft. But if not, and you're still on the come up and you just want to work off the strength, what you do is you have them do something that could benefit you first. It doesn't have to be money, man. It could be anything. They could put you onto a show. They could promote you first. They could, like, get you paid some likes. It could be anything. It could be simple. Just ask them to do something. See if they come through with it. And then once you feel like they deserve, you know, you to do something back, just, you know, bless them. And then just you gotta talk to these people and lock this in before you just throw them out. Because, like, you're right. They're crabs, man. They want what you have, which is hot beats. They're going to get those. But then what?
Hot lyrics. So, That's it.
Make
sure it's working. Betty J, throw me a shout out for these boys. I'm gonna definitely make sure I follow y'all cats. Let you know what I'm working with, as far as music talent wise. Maybe we can get together. We can check each other out. You can see how hard I'm out here grinding, fellas, and we can make something happen, maybe.
Oh yeah,
that's what I'm talking about,
bro. Definitely hit me up, bro.
Yeah, you gotta hit me on my Facebook.
All right. What's your Facebook, brother?
Got you.
All right, fellas. That's what's up. Good night, man.
Salute.
All right, man. Have a good one, bro.
You too.
I got one more caller I see you got. And then I think that's all the callers. 403 in the building. What's good?
What's up? What's up, City J? What's up, everybody? It's
that's a Canadian, beautiful woman in the building.
What's up, everybody?
What's up?
I just wanted to call and, you know, say, you know, salute to you guys. Definitely to you guys doing your thing, holding it down. I am Enticed Diamante. I'm actually following all of y'all right now on Twitter, so make sure y'all show me back some love. I also co-host EBC Radio. You know what I'm saying? We're affiliated with Seti J. Seti J's been showing us love and supporting us from day one. And, you know, I got to come through and show him the same love. And, you know, if you guys are ever interested in coming through our radio show and, you know, we support your movement, your music, you know, send it to us. We'll put it on the website, you know, play the track on the show. Just, you know, hit us up. Let us know.
Well, definitely. I'm always down for that. Appreciate
that's greatly appreciated.
All right.
Yeah,
that's what's up. Yeah, well, definitely, you know, I'm following y'all on Twitter, so hit me back, and, you know, we'll connect, and we can make it happen.
Definitely.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. Someone love
me. Most definitely. I do actually have one more question for y'all before you guys wrap it up tonight. I heard a lot of things that you were saying about the support and things like that. That's major. We were just talking about that a couple weeks ago on TP3, and it's crazy. Like, it's like people just don't want to support you. People just want you to support them, and, you know, it's never reciprocal. So I definitely feel you guys on that. I just want to say keep doing what you're doing. And the question that I have for you is, what is the number one thing that you would tell somebody who's trying to get into the music industry to get to your level? What advice would you give them?
Man, don't fall for all these tricks they got out there. They always got these tricks as far as pay me $500. You can open up for such and such, or even one better. I went to a show. I ain't gonna say no names. I did a show, and it was pay this amount. No, needless to say, I didn't pay nothing. But nobody knew that. So everybody's paying this money, and they're telling us, oh, we're going off the crowd. They gave everybody in the crowd a piece of paper, and it's like, write the best group. And to me, that's like, okay, you're telling artists to fill a van and come to this venue and perform, and whoever got the most people standing here that came with them is going to win that. And to me, that's crazy. That's like you they're taking advantage of hungry, starving artists that are trying to get to another level. You feel what I'm
saying? Promoters.
Yeah, you can janky promoters. You can't always fall for what Jelly Roll talking about. You know what I'm saying? Because he ain't always got your best interests at heart. Nobody really got your best interests at heart. You know what I mean?
Word.
You do, and don't let everybody thinks it's, oh, money. A lot of got to do with money, but a lot of got to do with building relationships and not burning bridges. So if you just stay focused and not listen to what these crabs is out here trying to do, they're trying to make a living off of starving artists. You know what I mean? So, Mod, it's just be careful. You definitely got to be careful.
Yeah. My advice is just to pretty much flat out never give up, because if this is something you want to do, you're not going to give up. Like, if you're trying to live, man, this is, if you decide that this is what you love and this is your path, then you got to go full front, forward, or just take a step back, find out where you want to be, what you want to do. And, you know, like, once you start, you can't give up. You got people relying on you now. You got a family. Like, they've been pushing you for years. Like, what will it look like if you just back up and you just stop making music one day?
Like you gave up. And, you know what I mean? If you gave up on something that easy, then it wasn't really a passion for you. So, just never, ever stop, ever.
That's what's up. Definitely think that's some good advice. Like I said, you guys keep doing your thing. I'll be tuned into your frequency. And much love, Ceddy J. Keep holding it down. See you doing your thing at the best spot. Salute. It's all love. Everybody
appreciate
have a good
night. Love.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Appreciate you, Canadian
night.
Bacon.
All right. Good night, everybody.
All right.
Good night. Thanks for calling. We're going to tune in to her next. What's
her
next show?
Yeah, I'm gonna be over there.
She come on right before y'all. The hour before y'all. So she on every Tuesday. She on every Tuesday and Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah, we're gonna tune in with her too.
I was over there before I came over here. I was over there tuning in. They was over there going in about Beyonce hair.
Oh man.
Is that real? Did she cut her hair like that? Is that real?
Yeah,
that's real.
I didn't even know until I get on Twitter. I'm like, what the hell is everyone talking about Beyonce and his hair? I'm like, it was
They got a trending topic about her hair. She
didn't ask me how I felt about it or nothing like that.
Yeah, she knew what she was doing. Look,
yeah,
everybody's talking about Patty Manning.
Send me an email or something.
Man.
An email, or shoot me via text and let me know you're going to do something like that, you know?
She got to ask permission?
Yeah, man, you know.
You can't just be out there wilding like that.
She got to ask permission. Oh,
hey,
man.
You ready, B? That was me, right? You ready, B?
You ready,
B?
Oh man!
You're the one. She made that song dance. So you about? That was you.
Man, that was me, dog.
You said that was me.
But damn, I just let out the cat out the bag. We on the radio. I just let the cat out the bag.
I'm gonna put y'all. Who had a better lap dance? In the video, was it Beyonce? Or was it Sierra on that body party video? I don't know. You're in
that
body party video, man. I was
Yeah.
Let me sit back real quick and let you work.
See it, something else.
I can't even say nothing.
You got to check it out, Bus. It's something else.
You got to check it out, man.
Yeah.
Future, man. Shout out to Future, man. I'm jealous of him right now. He was definitely getting his kicks in that video.
Oh man, was he not? That's her man, though, man.
Words?
Yeah, that's her man.
Damn, she didn't tell me that.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm just kidding. We over here claiming superstars.
They be acting up, man.
Trifling.
Yeah.
What Gucci Man say? I miss one bus, next 15 more coming, or whatever you say.
Yeah,
I'm giving you
next 15 coming.
Gucci.
I don't really hear him. I don't hear him out here. He was in Texas blaming everywhere. I don't really hear him out here that much.
That's because he's not saying nothing. East Coast,
man,
is like literally.
He kind of dumb. They could have not played as much as him out here. I mean, he's like, you get a couple of stuff now, but you don't really hear him as much as you used to.
Yeah, his nose got all the way clogged up.
Yeah.
Finally, he can't even. He can't even rap no more.
It's the tattoo messed up his mind. The ice cream started seeping into him, and he's like, "Oh man, I can't think no more."
Yeah, he definitely wilded out for that.
Yo, Brent, what you think about that tattoo?
Man.
The ice cream.
Hey, come on, man! Like, what you want somebody to do? Lick your face, or baby, lick the ice cream up my face? I mean, how late?
That's
pretty unprofessional. What is going on?
Game put a butterfly on his face.
Yeah, Game just got that butterfly. But I don't know. Both of them are crazy, but at least the butterfly, it's not like all the way. It's taking the ice cream, taking up this dude a whole right side of his face.
Butterfly
is under his eye.
What a butterfly on his face.
What is that butterfly little or something?
No, it wasn't that little, bro.
Yeah, it's noticeable. Oh, it's noticeable. It ain't crazy as the ice cream, but it's out there. It's like
he checked, but he switched it. It's like L.A. now.
Wow.
Oh man.
Mm-hmm. So, you got too much flat. You cannot be a blood from Compton and got a damn butterfly on your face. That shit don't mix.
But the butterfly, nah, man, I'm going to tell you what it meant, man. I'm going to tell you what the butterfly symbolizes, man. Because, see, he getting street cred back. See, the butterfly symbolizes his career, right? And, see, he was a caterpillar. And then he just started, you know, then he made it to his cocoon. And then his career just blossomed. So that's why he put the butterfly in his face.
That shit flew away.
Put the butterfly on
his career
on
flew
your
away.
Shoulder, your shoulder.
That shit did not blossom. It flew away.
It don't belong on your face.
Game over. In the words of the little flip, game over.
Straight up.
Yeah. Oh, man. Y'all, we done went so long. Y'all, we did a show like 17 minutes longer. That's how you know we just clapped.
Turn down for what, though? Turn down for what?
I know, man. I even been looking at the top of it over here tripping, man. Like,
extended version.
Yeah.
Turn down.
That's how we do it, man. It's a party, boy. This is all I need, man. I tell you, get real, be on. Man, I'll think about. Well,
we got to change the name. We're not on the fly no more.
We did that in 3 hours straight. That was crazy. I was like, dang, we did. I used to slap myself. Like, the hell was I doing the show for 3 hours for? I'm like, yeah, that was too much
going on.
Now, you talking about turn down for what? It definitely wasn't no turn down that show. It was all day. Yeah.
Turn down for what?
Nah, you gotta keep it going, man.
Yeah.
But nah, I mean, it's dope that we have people in the chat and people calling in and all that. I'm excited that
they're tuning in. It's crazy, man. It's definitely a great first show. Street Code Days, man. It's, you know, not only is your music hot, but you know, also too, man, you're a funny dude, man. And I think that's what a lot of people, that's what the point of this show is for. Like, people get to hear y'all music, but when they get to connect with y'all, it makes people want to, like, support you so much more because now they got your story, and now they connect you. Like, I mean, this dude's funny as hell, man. Like, I got to support this dude. So, yeah, they, you know, that's what this show's about.
Man, the life I done lived, man, I got to laugh, bro. Trust me, I got to laugh. My mom always tell me, if you're not laughing, you're crying, so.
Or if you ain't laughing, you peeing in yourself because you laughing so hard.
Straight up, man. I be laughing, bro. I love to laugh. Laughs is the best medicine, man.
Word. Stay happy, my friend.
Look, Dos Equis. Shameless plug.
Stay happy.
Shameless plug.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Yes, what I'm not, what I'm just, when I'm laughing, I'm getting Dos Equis.
I'm about to go grab one right now.
Is it 10% off the Dos Equis? Can we get 10% off the Dos Equis?
Can we get 10% of Dos Equis? Yeah. Can we get one? Oh, man.
We got to get them to sponsor the show.
Right, man. We've been calling out. We've been calling out Popeyes tonight. We talked to Popeyes so much, they deserve to cut a check right now.
Right now.
Wow.
Right now. Like, I would eat some chicken and some goddamn biscuits and, man, throw some that popcorn strip in there, too. That popcorn strip, you know.
Right now, man. Little scrimps ain't never hurt nobody.
Little scrimps. You know, there's still a couple of scrimps in there.
Yeah, man. Some fries, y'all. Next week, y'all, I can't wait. I want to thank you, Street Code Dane,
for coming through the show.
Oh, man, thanks for having me, bro. Anytime.
And Camacho, SJ, man, I'm big out for, you know, y'all did it up, man. You know, I'm definitely glad to pass the torch and allows it has somebody take over Thursdays. And, I mean, I got me feeling like I'm about to say that, but I got me feeling like a proud dad.
Word, man. I'm
not even watching. Because between Tuesday, Angela and Reeve was holding down on Tuesday. They did a great job. And then now with y'all's show, man, y'all doing a great job. And there's more to come. And it's really good to be able to sit back and just watch this unfold. This will be crazy, man.
It's going to be a wild ride.
It is.
It's an honor. It's an honor to be a part of this, man. I'm glad that we could shoot through us that torch. We're about to run with it.
Yeah. Before we check out, I got to let everybody know I got links.
What happened?
Before we check out, everybody let them know how they can follow y'all again so they ain't got no excuse of why they ain't follow y'all.
No
excuse. Yeah, real talk, man. You following Dane's over there, you might as well holler at your boy, man, at official Camacho. Check me on Twitter. I'll write back to everybody anytime, whenever, on Facebook. Facebook.com/Camacho Music. That's for the music, but you can hit me on there too. Go ahead, Britt.
Oh, you already know, man. You can catch me on Instagram, CodeGangDangs, CodeGangDang. Catch me on Twitter at Dange444, DANJ444. SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, Street Code Dangs, YouTube. All out. Shout out Money Mafia. Shout out Militant Radio. Shout out TFO, man. We out here working, man. Cold Gang, you know what it is. Big Bro Street Code Cop. It is what it
Word.
Is, man. Move or be moved.
Bad girl, yeah. Britt.
All right. You can catch me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Two Girls, One Strap. G-U-R. The number one S. T-R-A-P, that's on Twitter and IG, same thing, Facebook, SJ Bad Girl, you can catch me.
Yeah.
Straight up. Look at that. And I forgot she was on the phone.
Wow.
Yeah, she's gonna take it away real soon. We're about to get some models on here, and then she's going to ask all the questions.
I don't really know about the modeling. You know, big up to SJ. She didn't say much, but big up you, girl.
she's like, okay. It's kind of like when a girl is at, like, you know, playing the poker game, and she's sitting there looking good, and she's just, like, watching. That's kind of how it was. She was watching us play poker.
The poker face. Word up.
Poker.
We out here on the fly, y'all.
Definitely. Make sure y'all check me out, thatpiff.com, man. Thatpiff.com, too. Just search Dane. I'm up there.
Support good music.
Live.
All I got to say.
.com. They're everywhere.
Yeah. Right. Well, shit. Y'all know what that means, man. That's something from B-House. I hate this part. You gotta end it, man. I hate it so much. But, man, y'all can check it out, man. Y'all miss any parts of the show, y'all can check it out at blogtalkradio.com/Fetty J. Y'all can check it out on iTunes. Go to find Dust Bar Radio Network. And then every show is going to be in there for free. So while you're there, you need to be buying Camacho music and you need to be buying Street Code Name music. That's that simple, man. You ain't got no excuse. Because you're getting the stuff for free, and you know, spend that money you got. You know, you got some guap sitting in your pocket somewhere. You could be supporting that music. There you go.
There you go.
That's what I'm talking about.
For all upcoming artists, Streets Code Booking, streetsbooking565@gmail.com for the features, man. Holla at me. All
right. There you go. All right, Danger, it was good having you on the show, man. I'm going to holla at you soon, homie. Bad
man,
girl, Brett.
Y'all having me, man. 100.
No top.
Let me find out. Baby Cakes is bad. It's a rap. I'm gonna be on Twitter saying.
Oh. Oh man.
The wolf is out.
The wolf is out.
Thank you, man. Oh. How's your wife?
Hey.
All right. Oh, y'all be good, man.
We're about to be off the fly,
yeah,
y'all.
Definitely. Thank y'all for having me, man.
No doubt.
You're now off the fly.
All right. So we'll catch y'all next Thursday.
It's another production.
Waking up another day to shine. Time is money and I never waste a dime. Always find another reason to go the extra mile. Doubt, go away, come back in a while. As a child, it was worse. Now I slaughter every verse. Even though I love it, it's still a gift and they curse. Now they love me and they hate me and they judge me all at once. Gasoline for the fire and the fire for your blood. Sitting in the studio, check me on the chart. Green, unaimed shell, flying by my cart. Push start, just in case, I'ma put you in your place. Right jab to your face, you will never win this race. I am so in control of it.